The goal of creating net zero emissions on U.S. dairy farms, next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Benjamin Holton, a dean at Cornell University's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences in Ithaca, New York, thinks dairy farms will solve their emissions problem in time.
Can we have cows that are bred to be zero emitting? I think that is the future. That's going to involve synthetic biology and genetics and breeding. And I don't think we're going to see that breakthrough next year or the year after. But I think within the next 10 years, we're going to see such radical progress in what the microbiome of the rumen is all about. And can you start finding low-emitting, high-producing cows when you start doing these assessments and tests?
If, says Holton, the ag research situation gets fixed.
We're losing in R&D funding in the United States right now when it comes to agriculture because we are behind China, we're behind Brazil, and we're behind the EU in the total spend of R&D investment from the federal government into agriculture. Now is not the time to be stopping the investments. Now is the time to triple the investments, in my opinion, for where R&D funding needs to go for agriculture if we want to have a safe, healthy, and resilient food system.
Holton was part of a panel discussion at the recent Grow New York competition. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.